Taxi drivers in Queensland will not have to pass an English test to be allowed to go to work. This is a decision by their state government. Now, under the previous rules, drivers had to pass an English test to be allowed to drive in a major taxi area. Now, you can drive a taxi around without being able to speak English. The changes are copping some criticism, but the Queensland government says the move is about slashing red tape. Now, how hard is it to get by in Australia without knowing or speaking English? And how much easier does life become when you can speak the language of the country you're living in? Louisa Willoughby is a language expert at Monash University, and she's on the line. Louisa, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ben.
Thank you for talking to us. You're a language expert. You educate people on how to teach languages. How hard is English to learn, first and foremost?
English is a very complicated language to learn well. It's sort of easy enough to learn the beginning steps because it doesn't have a gender like German to learn, but it has a vocabulary that's 2 to 3 times the size of a lot of languages. So to learn it really well.
Do you need to be able to understand English or to be able to communicate in English to drive a taxi?
I think there's no question that you do. The question is really whether the test was very effective for working out the sort of skills that you need to be a taxi driver.
Okay, just elaborate on that for me so I understand.
Sure. So some English tests really focus on things like getting your grammar perfect or using the right vocab. But for being a taxi driver, whether you say something like he go or he goes, probably doesn't matter that much as long as you can understand each other or, you know, if you call a tram a train, something like that.
Sure. As long as you're able to communicate with one another and you're able to find a way forward, then it shouldn't get in the way of doing their job. No doubt it'd be a hell of a lot easier if they could speak English, both for the driver and also the passenger, right?
Absolutely. So it's just a lot of the time English language tests, we find they're not actually that good at testing real world
scenarios. All right. Well, You'd no doubt need to have a look at their specific test to know whether or not they were testing appropriately in the first place.
Exactly.
Good on you, Louisa. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
Louisa Willoughby, language expert at Monash University. I'd love your stories this afternoon about how you learnt to speak English when you came to Australia. I've heard some great yarns from mates of mine and parents of mates of mine who tell funny stories about the TV shows that they used to watch, including I know a young girl who told a story recently about watching Home and Away, watching all of the kids on the beach at Summer Bay, and that's how she learnt to speak English and how to communicate effectively in Australia. And I know for others, I've got an old mate by the name of Tonchi, who's Croatian, who says until he went to the pub with his mates after knock-off time after work, that was the moment when he really learnt how to speak like an Aussie, because until he became part of the shout in the pub after work, he was on the sideline and he just couldn't understand what they were saying.